All right, readers, gather round. Let's spin a yarn about a debate that's lighting up China faster than a firecracker on the 4th of July, the Great Fireworks Dilemma. Now imagine we're not just talking about those sparklers and whiz bangs in the sky. Oh no, we're delving into a tale of tradition, modern headaches, and a sky full of wonder. So let's set the scene. Picture China, a land where fireworks aren't just for US and AS. They're stitched into the fabric of history itself. These little dazzlers date back a whopping 2,000 years, cooked up originally to shoo away a mythical beastie called the Nian. This critter, scared of loud noises like my cousin Larry at a rock concert, used to pester the folks during Lunar New Year's Eve. Now, zoom the present times, and what have we got? A sizzling debate. Should China light up the skies with fireworks during the Lunar New Year or not? It's like deciding between chocolate and vanilla. Tough choice. Lawmakers are scratching their heads, you know, trying to balance the deep-rooted, you know, love for these shiny boomers with some pretty serious concerns. Speaking of concerns, let's chat about air quality and safety. Imagine breathing air that makes you feel like you've chain-smoked your way through a marathon. Yuck, right? That's what the worrywarts are fretting about. Plus, the whole idea of setting something on fire in a crowded city. Well, it's like juggling with torches in a barn full of hay. But wait, there's more. Rules about fireworks in China are as varied as my sock drawer. Some places have outright bans. Others are like, sure, go nuts, but only at midnight. And then there are spots where it's a free-for-all. Now, what do the people think? Well, asking them if they like fireworks is like asking if puppies are cute. Resounding yes. Over 80 cheer for these light shows during the spring festival. But there's some folks are raising eyebrows, worried about the smoggy aftermath and the chance of fires. So what's the takeaway from this sparkly saga? It's a story that's not just about fireworks. It's a dance between old traditions and new challenges. It's about juggling celebration with safety and cultural expression with caring for our planet. China's fireworks debate is like a grand waltz with each step echoing through history and into the future. It's more than a debate. It's a kaleidoscope of opinions, emotions, and deep cultural ties. Whether or not China's skies twinkle with fireworks, this conversation shines a light on how cultures evolve and balance their past with the present. And there you have it, folks. A story that's as colorful and complex as a grand finale in the night sky, full of sound, fury, and a whole lot of heart.